I'm Rachel.
I'm Maddie.
And today we're going to be talking about different pet peeves and phobias because throughout everyone's life they have them and they can distract from their goals and things they want in life, whether it be a small inconvenience or a big one. Everyone has them. So first we're going to start with phobias because I have a really bad phobia, which is being claustrophobic, and it kind of came out of nowhere. It was really weird, and it started a couple years ago, actually. It keeps me from a lot of stuff because I can't even wear socks.
I guess I never knew that, like, being claustrophobic could cause someone to not be able to wear socks. Like, normally, claustrophobia is, like, in big crowded spaces and stuff, but, like, you just can't have your toes touching. So, I guess it's different for everybody, so...
Yeah, man, the second my toes touch, like, I'm done for. Like, no, thank you.
While we're, like, talking about phobias, I guess I don't really have any. I have more what you would consider, like, pet peeves. So, like, hearing people chew loud, especially my mom. Oh, my gosh. And having things on my hands when I'm, like, eating or doing my makeup, it messes with me. Like, we'll be out to eat, and I'll have napkins, and I always have to wipe my hands off, or I'll be, like, doing my makeup, and I'll have makeup on my fingers, and I always have a towel. And then when my mom or, like, anybody around me chews loud, I have to either put headphones in or just leave. If you chew loud, get away from me.
She's, like, really not messing around when she says stuff on her hands, because every single time we go out to eat, she grabs, like, 50 napkins, and the entire time she's just sitting there wiping her hands the entire time, and she uses all the ones she grabs. It's crazy.
Yeah, every single bite after I eat, if I'm, like, eating it with my hands, it could literally be a fry, and if I have one crumb on my hand, I have to wipe it off immediately. It's kind of a problem. Yeah, I know my pet peeves are a little weird, but at least I don't freak out when babies cry like you do.
I really can't help it. It just, like, triggers something in my head, and I can't stand it. Like, I know they can't control it, but, like, I can't control it either. So, yeah, just babies crying really gets to me.
Every single time we go out to eat and there's a baby crying, or we go anywhere. We were in a dressing room one time. Baby was crying. She left. Or, like, she'll look at me in a restaurant and, like, punch her hand. She'll be like, dude, I can't do it. The baby's crying. I'm gonna freak out. Like,
I can't help it. Bertha just, like, comes at my neck. And if you guys don't know Bertha, I have a second personality. So my second personality, aka Big Bertha, is usually triggered by loud noises, crying babies, and when I'm hungry, my mom. I know that sounds really bad, but, like, there's something about her, that, like, the way she words things, that makes Big Bertha so mad.
Yeah, Big Bertha honestly scares the crap out of me.
Yeah, it honestly kind of scares me too, because when, like, it happens, I can't control anything that comes out of my mouth or anything that I do.
Yeah, I remember this year we went to the Lakewood football game, and all these little boys around us, like, we were just trying to watch the game, and these little boys had these little, like, kazoo things, and all of them were just running around blowing them, being so annoying. And yes, everybody else thought it was annoying, but did anybody think it was as annoying as Big Bertha? No. Rachel was already hungry, so, you know, Big Bertha was just already there, and she, like, attacked these little boys. They were, like, in elementary school, like, early middle school, and she took this one kid's kazoo, because he wouldn't stop, and chucked it over the fence, and, like, got up in his face, and was like, if you don't stop, like, I'm gonna come for you. It was honestly scary. Like, I felt bad for that kid, but also it was really annoying. But, like, I'm surprised she didn't punch him.
I just, like, when it happens, I can't control anything that's going on. Like, I feel bad that I did that, but, like, honestly, after I come back from being Big Bertha, like, I don't remember the whole thing. Like, everyone has to fill me in on what just happened. Like,
oh my God.
Maybe I should honestly go to a doctor and get this figured out.
Because Big Bertha checked out.
Yeah, she's, like, really scary. Like, I swear, she's, like, a 6'5 man that's, like, 300 pounds. Like, she's invincible. Luckily, over time, I've learned ways to keep it under control and manage it the best I can, because I feel like when I'm stressed out the most is when I have these encounters with Big Bertha. I've learned to keep my stress levels pretty low lately, and I really haven't seen much of her, luckily.
Yeah, I can relate to the whole stress thing, and a lot with anxiety for me, because ever since, I don't have, like, a Big Bertha in me, but ever since my freshman year, I've dealt with really bad anxiety and stress, so luckily, over the years, as I've dealt with it, I found ways that can help control it and reduce it. And it hasn't been simple, and it obviously doesn't go away, but just finding, like, little things to help deal with it has definitely, like, reduced all my symptoms and just, like, my encounters with anxiety.
Nothing in the mental health topic is ever simple or easy. I myself have even dealt with a lot of things like this, and really, the best way that I've learned to keep it under control is keeping myself happy and really surrounding myself with people who truly care about me.
That's pretty much the same with me, and it definitely has helped, like, as the years have gone on, like, really figuring out who my real friends are, who actually cares about me, and things like that. But that isn't as easy done as it is said. Like, it can be extremely difficult to find those people that really do care about you and find ways to be happy, because a lot of people aren't as lucky to find ones and, like, people around them that can actually make them happy. But this year, I think for the both of us, has really showed us who actually cares about us and what type of people you need to start surrounding yourself with, because we've had our deal with the fake.
For sure. Everyone needs those couple of friends who actually truly care about them. It may take a while to find, but eventually you'll find those couple of people who are just your people and that you always want to be around. It really does make the biggest difference, but I luckily hit the friend jackpot with you.
Yeah, because last year was probably the lowest point of my life this far, and I don't think it's a coincidence that I wasn't friends with you last year because of all the stuff that happened with us. Because this year, and now that we're even closer than we ever were before, like, I've just been so much happier, and my anxiety and stress isn't gone, but it's definitely, as you can even tell, like, I've been a lot happier.
Oh, for sure. It makes a huge difference. I remember last year when we weren't really talking or on good terms, it was like one of the hardest points of my life.
Yeah, I would come home and, like, be sad and cry every day purely just because I missed you. Like, it was really bad. And it, not having to deal with that now and, like, having you to talk to every day, spend every literal second of every day with, like, actually makes me happy, which sounds so cheesy, but, like, it's so true.
It's so true, because even, like, before, when we were friends, before all this stuff happened between us, like, we still spent a good amount of time together. So, like, yeah, not having that time with you just really messed with me.
Yeah, because we met 8th grade when I came here, and then we were really good friends 8th grade, even closer freshman year, and then last year, our sophomore year, we really didn't talk until, like, the last 2 months of the school year, maybe?
Probably not even until, yeah, like, August. Not August.
April, May. Yeah. Like, late May, and then obviously the whole summer together and now, but, like, I'm just lucky to have you and that we found our way back, because we're literally, when people say that you have to, like, grow apart to grow back together, like, that's 100% true, because I don't think we would still be this close if that never would have happened.
We're even closer now than before.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's why we're both firm believers that having the close couple of friends or really good friends really does help your mental state.
Yeah, and it helps you just have a better state of mind and helps you keep your mental health under control. And luckily, we have those people, so we're lucky enough to have seen changes in our mental health because of it.
That's all for today's podcast. Thank you, Maddie, for coming in.
No problem.
Tune in for next time.